Hello, can you take 5 minutes with me? This is John Walden. I want to read something very important to you. It may spell the difference between eternal happiness and eternal woe. From the first epistle of John, chapter 5, I read this. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I want you to notice that 12th verse, 1 John 5 and 12. Look it up in your own Bible when you have time. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Now, eternal life is not just endless existence in a happy state. Eternal life is a kind of life, the kind of life that God has. You and I were born into this world with human life. This life is good only for this world. And we need another kind of life if we are to enjoy God's things, if we are to be able to hear His voice and speak to Him. And if we're to spend eternity with him, we have to be partakers of his divine nature. According to Ephesians chapter 2, all people are born into this world dead to God. You're quite alive to this world. I'm speaking to some right now who are very much alive to this world and all of its pleasures and its sins and its attractions. You're just trying your best to get a little more of this world. You're covetous, you're grasping, you're reaching, but you don't have God's kind of life unless you have been born into God's family. We receive life by birth. We receive eternal life by the new birth. And this verse plainly states, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Notice it doesn't say he that has baptism or he that has church membership, or he that has a good moral record, or any of these things. You can have all of these and not have life. You can be a member of a church in good standing and have no life. I've known a good many of them. I used to preach with a man who was considered one of the best preachers in his denomination and was made state evangelist for the state of Kansas. And he was so concerned about these things that he changed his church affiliation, trying to get into a more scriptural place. And he was supposed to be one of the three speakers at a conference in Kansas City, Missouri. And the second day of the conference, he admitted that he never had been born again at all and received Christ as his Savior after preaching for many years. And people were converted through his preaching, too. I said to him, how could that be? And he said, well, just like a doctor who prescribes the right kind of medicine but doesn't take it for his own illness. You see, you've got to receive life. You're not born with life. You don't inherit it from your parents. You don't get it because you belong to the church. Eternal life is a gift of God, according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. It says this life is in his Son. If I handed you my Bible, gave it to you, and it had a $10 bill tucked in the page, you might not know the $10 bill was there, but you received it when you received the Bible. And when you receive Christ as your Savior, you receive eternal life, because this life is in his Son. He that hath a Son hath life. Let me ask you a very simple question. When did you receive the Lord Jesus? Not when were you baptized, or when did you decide to do better, but when did you receive Christ? When did you personally accept him as your Savior? Well, you say, I believe I remember when I did. Well, then congratulations, brother, sister, because he that hath the Son hath life. Let's thank God for a personal possession at the present time of his life. Our Father, we do thank thee sincerely in the name of thy Son that thou hast sent him to die that we might live. And we thank thee for thy gift of eternal life. We pray that thou'll help us who believe in thee to live, to show that we have this life within us. Take our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.